Wait, don't drink it. I think it's off.
Well, if we can't have it, neither can you.
Jungler Jack replies before flinging the Black Sea over his head.
Oops,
he remarks sarcastically as it shatters on the ground behind him. He continues to violently rifle through your pockets when you notice that the viscous contents of the smashed bottle are spreading unnaturally across the ground, snaking towards you. The jongleurs are startled as the liquid tendrils snatch at each of their ankles. Jongleur Jack has a moment to realize his mistake. His face now a wildly exaggerated sad face. Then, the liquid begins to retract, like a tide returning to the sea. Within an instant, the black liquid has sucked the gang backwards, the shards of glass reconstructing around them. None of them escape as the cap flips up and seals shut, the bottle as good as new. You pick up the miraculous vessel and see the occasional hand or face clambering at the inside. You retrieve John's handbook from the ground, which is open at a page with an incomplete illustration of the City of Adelaide's ship. The ink starts to change, and, as if being drawn right before your eyes, includes the anchor in the drawing. To make matters more curious, a tiny replica of the anchor materializes as a charm on the chain of the skeleton key. You're not sure how the replica will aid the full-sized ship, but there is clearly no way you could move the actual anchor, so you move on. Do you? 1. Decide that the auditorium might be a friendly hangout for ghosts. Head back to Nile Street and turn right. Once you cross Nelson Street, the auditorium will be up ahead on your right. Or 2. Head to the water's edge by the Weeping Figs to find more ship pieces. If you find one more, you can focus on the cargo from then on.